Saturday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 2. Reading 1. The Book of Micah, Chapter 2, Verses 1 through 5. Woe to those who plan iniquity and work out evil on their couches. In the morning light, they accomplish it when it lies within their power. They covet fields and seize them, houses, and they take them. They cheat an owner of his house, a man of his inheritance. Therefore, says the Lord, behold, I am planning against this race an evil from which ye shall not withdraw your necks, nor shall you walk with head high, for it will be a time of evil. On that day, a satire shall be sung over you, and there shall be a plaintive chant. Our ruin is complete, our fields are portioned out among our captors. The fields of my people are measured out, and no one can get them back. Thus you shall have no one to mark out boundaries by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 14 through 21. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people warned him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. That was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. Theme: Leadership in Justice and Love. The prophet Micah is the contemporary of Isaiah, Amos, and Hosea. In opposing Amos, who carried his mission to the north, Micah carried his mission in the south Judah region. He was a peasant born at Moresheth near Lachish, about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem, the border between Judah and Gaza now. Some people think that he was Isaiah's disciple because many of his messages were similar to those of Isaiah. For example, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, and Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 are completely similar. He might have been the first person who prophesied about the destruction of Jerusalem and Judah. Micah was also the one who mentioned the Messiah's exact birthplace. When the Messiah came, he destroyed all the injustice and recovered Jerusalem and Israel. The difference between Micah and Isaiah was that he carried his mission out in the midst of lowly people, while Isaiah was in the royal class. His life was closely connected with land. He witnessed many exploiting and seizing the poorest properties, as we heard in the first reading. The major point of Micah's message was that people must respect social justice and return land to the poor. In the Gospel, Matthew identified Jesus with the Lord's suffering servant. He came to govern people in love and justice. Analysis, reading one. Micah accused all social injustice. The leaders abused their power. The Greek noun for justice is krisis, which comes from the Hebrew mishpat. This adjective, or more correctly, participle from the verb shapat, which means to judge or to govern, and the noun shopet means a judge, a governor, a lawmaker, a leader, or a king. This person has the power to make laws, to execute laws, and to judge those who violate laws. The legislative, executive, and judiciary, not to separate as three branches, and to have different people as the modern government. People came to them for judgment when they had a litigation and hoped that they would judge correctly and with justice. The abuse of power to judge unjustly happens when a judge wants to protect his right or if he is bribed by one party. To hide injustice, a judge must think about other laws and to find a loophole in the law. This is why the prophet Micah condemned the Israel leaders. Woe to those who plan iniquity and work out evil on their couches. In the morning light, they will accomplish it when it lies within their power. They covet fields and seize them, houses and they take them. They cheat an owner of his house, a man of his inheritance. They abuse law and power to take away poor's properties and put in prison those who dare to oppose them. The leaders must face God's judgment. Power comes from God. He is the one who gives power so that people can go co-govern with him. Therefore, all leaders must be responsible for God about their government. If a leader governs people in justice and love, he shall let them continue to govern. If not, he shall take it back and give to another. The prophet Micah, after witnessing many injustices from Judah's king and officers, was sent by God to announce that punishment shall come. Judah and Jerusalem would be completely destroyed. The king and his officers will be placed in exile. All the land and the houses which they seized from the poor shall be in the enemy's hands. Gospel. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved is whom I delight. Two opposite attitudes. Today, today's passage of Matthew continues two events which the Pharisees argued with Jesus about keeping the Sabbath. Today's passage from Matthew continues two events in which the Pharisees argued with Jesus about keeping the Sabbath. Jesus healed the one with withered hand in the synagogue, and the disciples picked the heads of grain and ate them. Matthew recorded two attitudes. One, the Pharisees' attitude to destroy life. But the Pharisees went out and took counsel against him to put him to death. There are many reasons for the Pharisees to kill Jesus. There were many reasons for the Pharisees to kill Jesus. First, they had lost face with the people. Before these events, there weren't too many people who dared to oppose the Pharisees. But Jesus, an unknown figure, had the audacity to oppose them right in the synagogue. Second, they wanted to protect their power. When they saw people coming to Jesus to listen to his teachings and to be healed, they felt they were going to lose their power. In the fourth gospel, they talked to each other. You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him. Finally, they thought that they could abuse power to acquire material gains and to destroy people. Being the ones who knew the law and having high positions in the society, they could find a loophole in the law or interpret the law according to their viewpoint. And Jesus pointed out their evil intentions, and people were no longer believing in them. Jesus' attitude to protect life. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. We can recognize an extremely irrational act here. While the Creator of life wandered around to heal and to protect life for all, the selfish group of Pharisees gathered together to plot a plan to destroy the giver of life and the healer. Material gains have power to blind people so that they no longer see the sacredness of life. Because life is so sacred, there are times when a person must hide away from those who want to destroy his life. Not to oppose them all the time to get killed. Because life is sacred, there is a time when a person must hide from those who want to destroy his life. Jesus hid from them, not because he feared them, but because he had so many things yet to get accomplished before he left this world to return to his Father. When the time came, Jesus encouraged the pouring out of his blood for the truth. Jesus prohibited people from revealing his origin so that he could easily come and go to carry out his mission. Advertising his presence and power would only benefit those who wanted to destroy him. The Lord's suffering servant. Matthew looked at Jesus' mission as the fulfillment of the suffering servant's mission, which Isaiah mentioned in the first song. Some important descriptions about the suffering servant. An important description about the suffering servant was fulfilled in Christ. First, Jesus was chosen, beloved, and delighted by God. In Jesus' baptism at the Jordan River, there was the Father's voice from heaven, which witnessed for Christ, for Jesus. He is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Second, Jesus' mission was to announce justice before all mankind. People are justified by their faith in Christ. Jesus shall bring justice to victory, because all people shall put their hope in his name. Finally is the way which Jesus carried out his mission. It was different from the Pharisees, who were always concerned with fame, power, position, and material gains. Jesus did not fight, shout, or scream in the city. The Jews expected a powerful Messiah who would liberate them using power. But Jesus used the suffering way to set people free from sin and death. Application in life. Each one of us is called to participate in leadership with God. Our duty is to imitate the Good Shepherd, to lead people, God's people, in justice and love. We saw the danger of the abuse of power to protect the right and to be bribed. We saw the danger of abusing power to protect right, to protect rights and to be bribed. If we lead people like that, we shall certainly be responsible before God.